Zondervan presents God's Handmaiden by Gilbert Morris, read by Christine Rendell. Kimberley, May 1851, November 1852. Chapter 1. A soft but persistent touch on her lips brought Gervase Howard out of sleep instantly. Opening her eyes, she saw Mr. Bob staring at her. Smiling, she stroked the head of the huge cat.
"Good morning, Mr. Bob. How are you this morning?"
The cat at once began to purr, the rumbles deep in his chest humming as if generated by a miniature engine. He rose at once, arched his back, and yawned mightily. Placing his front paws on Gervase's chest, he began kneading her powerfully, eyes half shut with pleasure. The purring reached a crescendo, and although the claws of the cat were painful, Gervase did not object.
"You've been fighting again, Mr. Bob. Why do you have to do that?"
Mr. Bob was a dark grey tabby with a large blunt head marked with a dark M and scarred from many battles. The only white spot on him was at the tip of his tail, and when he held it up straight, it always reminded Gervase of a candle. For a time, Gervase lay there, shutting out everything except the cat. She stroked Mr. Bob as he continued to knead her chest. Then finally she pulled him down, rolling over so she could face him. He had big golden eyes, round as shillings, and he watched her carefully, still purring.
"You're all I have left, Mr.